Welcome to FCDA Economic Spotlight. This program is designed to educate and inform listeners about Franklin County Development Association, their members and supporters. In addition to being heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ, FCDA Economic Spotlight can also be found as a podcast at radioonthego.com. With today's Economic Spotlight, here's FCDA Director Mary Amsbaugh.
Thank you for joining us today. Today I'm meeting with Madison Ullert. Madison is with Franklin REC, and the REC is a contributor to the Franklin County Development Association. We appreciate their support. So Madison, what are you here to talk to us about today? First of all, let's talk a little bit about what you do at the REC.
Hi Mary. Yes, I am the consumer accountant, so I deal with the member side for the cooperative, and then I also do the communication work, so I handle our social media. I also handle the articles in our personalized magazine with our statewide association, and so I write articles inside of there as well.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about the REC. You know, maybe you can talk a little bit about how this all came about, but light up the night. And I know you've expanded it since then, but you have your servant leadership, and that's kind of what brought this all together. Can you explain that, how that worked?
Yes. So servant leadership, we kind of sat down as a whole at the cooperative and during COVID, and we kind of realized, you know, we need to start giving back, getting a little bit more active in our communities. And so we decided to try and do a monthly give back event to one of our communities in our area. We've cleaned ditches. We've written letters to care centers. We've painted. One of our principles as a cooperative is our concern for community. And so we are trying to keep building on our concern for community and one of our principles.
Wow, that's great. We need more of that in our world today. It started out as Light Up the Night. Now you've expanded on it. Do you want to explain a little bit about that?
Yes, so this is our third year of Light Up the Night, and so we are trying to keep it under the original Light Up the Night name, but we have expanded it, so it does start at 10:30 in the morning now, and we are going all day with activities for families, for adults, kids. We're trying to hit every age group and every person in our community to make a fun day for them.
When is this held?
It's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So this year it'll be November 25th. And then we always do our rain date or our snow date. Hopefully it's not flying by then, but we saw a few flurries lately.
Sure did, yeah.
But we have our snow date the following Saturday, December 2nd for us.
And I've gone to the, and it's just a wonderful, I mean, all the people that come, it's just great. It's so much fun. But it's a good weekend too, because people are home for the holidays.
Yes. When we started planning this 3 years ago, we kind of looked at what date would get us the most people, what date would give us the most bang for our buck. And we thought, you know, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, kids are home from college, families are visiting for holidays, and we just thought, you know, kids are home, they need a little activity. Sometimes mom and dad need that little bit of a break from being inside and being at home with them. So we thought this was a great, great weekend.
And it really is. It, you know, everyone's together. I was talking to someone and they look forward to it every year because they get their Christmas picture taken, the family Christmas picture taken with the lights behind them. So that's a pretty cool idea too. Okay, so you have lots of different activities coming up. Do you want to kind of go through the agenda for the day?
We sure can. Our day actually starts at 10:30 a.m. with the REC. We put together an interactive story time for kids or adults if they want to join in. That'll last about an hour there for us at Center One. And then the Hampton Fire Department is doing a free will donation lunch at the fire department there for us. So you'll be able to eat in-house there for us. And that will be a jumbo all-beef hot dog, chips, water, and a dessert bar. And rumor has it the firemen's wives are putting together the dessert bar. So it's going to be good homemade desserts.
Oh, that's
cool. And then again, this year we decided on doing activity stops there throughout downtown Hampton for us. We band together with a couple of organizations there in town to get us some activity stops there for the kids. And so we will have different Christmas tree decorating, ornaments, temporary holiday tattoos, which are glow in the dark this year. Snow globe creating, you get to make your own little snow globe, ceramic ornament painting at first and second vintage too, and then a Christmas countdown chain hosted by United Bank and Trust.
Nice. So I know you have light up the night, but what is it for the daytime activities?
We're slaying the day.
Nice. And then there's trolley rides too, correct?
Yes. Trolley rides and Santa and Mrs. Claus will be in downtown Hampton this year from 1 to 3:30 p.m. We actually will be doing trolley rides around the city block square. So it goes from, if we want to start at the northeast corner there, it starts in front of First and Second Vintage Dew. It goes south to First Security, and then it'll turn to go west and stop by First Bank Hampton and then go north to the fire department there and awesome. Make a nice little square so you can ride the trolley as you stop by Craft Stops.
And then it ends with a movie, the day part, right?
Yes, the day part, it transitions to that movie time so those organizations can get to their floats and get those hauled up to the parade lineup. So we do a little bit of a downtime there for us at the Windsor Theater. This year they are doing the Trolls Band Together, that new movie for us, from 3 to 5.
All right, and then people line up for the parade. And what time does the parade start?
Yes, the parade starts at 5:30 p.m. and it is the same route as the past 3 years. It starts at the Hampton Aquatic Center and it'll travel downtown Main Street, Hampton, all the way to Bandshell Park, and then the floats will park around the Bandshell for us like in years past.
We have covered a ton of information in a short period of time. If people have questions or want to put a float in the parade, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, you can contact our office. We have forms available at our office there. We are just north of Hampton there. There's a solar field and then our office, so you'll know where we are. We also have a Facebook event created that's Slay the Day and Light the Night. We have those forms on that event page there for us, and it is also on our website.
Okay, sounds good. If they have questions, if maybe, you know, some people don't have access to computers or whatever, what's the phone number they can call?
Our phone number is 641-456-2557, and any of the office ladies can help you.
Perfect. Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
It should be a good time again.
And I know everyone appreciates everything that the REC does for this because it is a lot of work, but it's really appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
You've been listening to FCBA Economic Spotlight, heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ and available as a podcast at radioonthego.com. Franklin County Development Association thanks the following entities for sponsoring this program through their investment in FCBA: the Franklin County Supervisors, City of Hampton, and the Franklin County Rural Electric Cooperative. Learn more about doing business in Franklin County by visiting franklincountyiowa.com.